Welcome, and thank you so much for being part of this Sovereign Cells Alignment with True Place journey with me. My name is Tara Chambers, and I am so excited to connect with you and witness so many shifts towards freedom, joy, and wellness in your body. You will release so many tribal rules and programs from your cells that you didn't even know were running the show in your life. You will reclaim your birthright, which is to live in a sovereign state of command where you get to choose the life path that truly fulfills you rather than unconsciously or consciously having to please others in order to be part of the tribe or accepted by the tribe. And when we are free to follow what brings us joy, that guides us to our life purpose. And when we live in alignment with our true self and our life purpose, that is what I call true place. True place is a space of joy where wellness and success can slide into our lives with way more grace and ease. Does that mean that true place will always be 100% grace and ease? Not exactly, because the universe may give us challenges here and there to support our growth into higher dimensions. California may still have fires, but overall, you will experience more grace, ease, wellness, and joy as you gain energetic and cellular permission to live for you, free of the rules. Let me explain what I mean by tribal rules. Tribal rules look like belief systems, and they live in our cells. We either inherited them from our parents or picked them up in our religion or culture or school or an organization that we belong to. Many times these rules were created out of fear due to needing to survive. Many times they were created with an agenda in order to control others, which is also based in fear. And anything based in fear is going to create a wall around our heart, making it difficult to connect with our heart. So it's very beneficial to release these rules and replace that space with what truly serves us. Now, if a rule actually is in alignment with your dreams and all that brings you joy, then awesome, you're good to go. You will also hear me use the phrase tribal program. A program is a belief system that is so widespread by a group of people, a tribe, that it is part of our environment. We are so in it that we cannot see out of it. For example, once upon a time, it was considered so taboo for a black person to date a white person or a Jewish person to date a non-Jew. It was completely not okay to break that rule. But now we think, what's the big deal? People are people and we all come from the same source. Here is another example. Many think that it is totally okay to pollute the oceans of Mother Earth because the tribal belief doesn't acknowledge her as a living being with consciousness. And the same, sadly, can be said for animals as well, which completely breaks my heart. Notice how we feel some animals deserve love, while others are simply thought of as objects and commodities. How is this any different from slavery once being okay? Another example is, it's not okay to put yourself first. This tribal program is off the charts popular. It is considered greedy and selfish to think of your own life needs, according to the tribe. You're supposed to take care of everyone else first, and you are last on your own list. That can show up as back pain because you're not supporting yourself. It can also create an unhealthy give and receive energy when you're taking care of everybody else and you're not giving to yourself. That is one of the root causes of breast cancer, not nurturing yourself and nurturing everyone else. Luckily, we have the airlines tell us to put on our own oxygen mask first. The intention of this program is that you step into a sovereign state of command where you are the director of your own Broadway show called My Life. And when you get to star in your show and follow what brings you joy, wellness, success, happiness, love, all find it much easier to land in the script of your show. If you're not 100% clear on what your life purpose is or what brings you joy, no worries. You have lots of company. It is so common for us to feel a bit lost or confused around our life purpose when we have been so programmed to follow the rules, which are not always in alignment with our heart. This keeps us disconnected from our heart, which keeps our life purpose a mystery. I can't tell you how many people struggle with the question, what brings you joy? Many say, I have no idea. According to Alexandra Cifrin, who wrote an article in Time magazine, in 2017, quote, only 33% of Americans were happy. We are supposed to be living in a free country with freedom to live the American dream, if I can quote the Broadway show Miss Saigon. But clearly that is not showing up in our reality. And just to clarify, I am still human and I am still obeying rules that are currently blind to me as well. I have released many, and I am sure I will continue to do so for the rest of my life as I always choose to spiral up. But with each rule that I release, I gain clarity. I grow closer and closer to my true self and my heart and living at my true potential. As we release these rules and the fear and other emotions connected to the rules, we gain more access to what truly brings us joy. For now, simply follow what you believe brings you joy and allow that to guide you. And before you start diving into the audios, I want you to set an intention for yourself. In the Tara Path process, the T stands for transformation. In other words, where do you choose to go that is based on joy? Don't worry about the how. Just let your heart finally speak and soar in the wind. There are no right and wrong answers. The decision that you make now could look like, I choose to gain clarity around my life purpose, or I choose to feel great in my back, or I choose to create a biz that I love. You get to choose anything that your heart desires. And if you're locked in that go, go, go pattern, you might choose, I choose to find time for myself. You probably already know this, but write your empowered decisions and intentions down in a present time statement. Start with I am, as that is a direct command to the universe, or I have, or I choose. I recommend that you write this down in your Sovereign Selves journal. You can also place your decisions and intentions on your mirror or any place where you will see it often so that it is planted in your environment. The A in the Tara Path process stands for acceptance. When we are in a state of pure love and acceptance, as things are now, free of conditions, that opens the door to new possibilities. It shifts any form of resistance to looking at X, as resistance keeps us stuck vibrating at X. R stands for release. That is where the bulk of this program takes place. It's so important to release these rules that are not in alignment with our heart because they cause us to make decisions that are based in fear, which leads us to playing small and nowhere near our true potential. How fulfilling is that? A stands for alignment. A is the result of the T, A, and R, which creates alignment with our true self, our true power, our life purpose, and true place. Many of you may be thinking, but I am living my life purpose and I still have this back pain, or whatever it is for you. And trust me, I totally get it. I did not follow the rules in terms of what I was supposed to do. My mother wanted me to go to college, get married, and have kids. My father wanted me to get a degree in whatever would provide the largest amount of money. And I didn't resonate with either of those possibilities, and I chose to get 2 degrees in cello performance, which comes with no guarantee of anything. Music conservatory was not so high on the list, shall I say. But it was high on my list. And when I played that first Miss Saigon show as a sub on Broadway in October 1994, my huge dream came true faster than I could ever imagine. Now, was my life always that easy? Hell no. Trust me, we get way more rejections than yeses. But I learned over time to see the rejections as blessings just as well. I saw that a rejection really means something else is a better match for me and will truly bring me more joy. So always hold on to the truth that the universe is helping you, as Matt Kahn says. And anytime anyone tries to stomp on your crazy, bold, impossible, exciting dreams, stay strong to your dreams, your I'm possible dreams, because they are there for a huge reason, probably much bigger than you can even imagine. The tribe programs us, on the other hand, to think small and play safe, and instills beliefs such as we're not good enough, but none of that is ever true. And still, even though I followed my heart and I lived my dream as a musician, I still got a finger injury for no apparent reason, as my own wake-up call showing me that I was blindly obeying a tribal program. I had no resonance with this rule on a conscious level. It was completely hidden from me. I will go into those details when I address that tribal program later on. For now, just know that everything showing up in your body is a pattern of consciousness expressing itself on the physical level. It's all shiftable. Nothing is in stone. And yes, in time we will clear that tribal belief that our DNA is locked in stone and that healing takes a long time, because it's just not true. So getting back to you, no matter what decisions you made in the past, just trust that it was all perfect. You can learn lots on all paths. You can make a new decision today. You have the rest of your life to follow what brings you joy, and you can start now. And if you make a decision today and act on it, and 2 days later you decide, actually, this is not really what I had in mind, that's awesome. To me, that's a huge success. You just learned something of huge value, and it got you that much closer to what brings you joy, and therefore that much closer to your life purpose. And now you can make a new decision. So hit the pause button and take whatever time you need to come up with one or more empowering decisions that light your heart on fire. And as you go through this program, you will gain more clarity around your life purpose. So please update your intentions in your Sovereign Cells journal as need be. Remember to hit the pause button and write your intentions down. And now that you have written them down, you're ready to dive in. I've taken the most common tribal rules that I have seen many obeying, and I have placed them into categories. Each category will have 2 audios. The first one will be informational, letting you know what the rules are and how they show up in our lives. I will give you examples of others caught in the rules so that you can see them from a clear perspective. The second audio will have an A after it, such as 1A. These A audios are the healing audios, where we will release the rules, the trapped emotions, and more from ourselves. And we will replace that space with what truly serves us. In addition to that, if you have any questions, you can ask them on the live group calls, or you can post them on the private Facebook Sovereign Cells group. Please tag me so that I see it with ease, and I will get back to you. Get ready to know your true self. Get ready to reclaim your power and step into your true place. It's going to be super powerful and fun, and congratulations in advance.